way more than you. I'm pretty sure. I weighed in this morning.
You saw it ate for lunch, dude.
I weighed in this morning at 227. Mm. And the guys at the gym went, damn.
I'll have to check. I think I'm at 214.
Well, they said I carry it well.
You do carry it well. That's what bothers me so much.
Yeah, I'm thick, son. I'm thick. Well, damn, boy, eat thick.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Top NATO and European Union officials urging industrialized nations to take quick and concrete steps to provide more air defense systems to Ukraine. They're warning that continued delays could tilt the war in Moscow's favor. Turkey's Disaster Management Agency says a moderately strong earthquake has struck central Turkey. There were no immediate report of any casualties or serious injuries. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose to 7.1% from 6.88% last week. That's according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. When mortgage rates rise, they can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs for borrowers, limiting how much they can afford. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 29 points, but the NASDAQ is losing 62. This is SRN News.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
Doug. To celebrate everyone who's customized and saved hundreds on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, we got a savings siren that goes off every time someone saves. There it is! It's a really more savings, which really... Okay, a lot of savings. Little annoying now. Will you stop saving for 5 seconds?
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
I am a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. Whoa! And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Some weekend weather changes on the way, but we're dry. If you have evening plans tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Overnight low temperature falls to about 65. Tomorrow is another very warm day with a high around 87 tomorrow and still 84 on Saturday with widely scattered showers and thunderstorms both days. Then a better chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday as temperatures cool down quite a bit. Sunday's high only around 70. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're a bad man. You're a very bad
News
man.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Policeman. A policeman is a composite of what all men are, I guess, a mingling of saint and sinner, dust and deity. What that really means is that they are exceptional. They are unusual. They are not commonplace. Buried under the froth is the fact. And the fact is that less than one half of 1% of policemen misfit that uniform. And that is a better average than you'd find among clergymen. What is a policeman? He of all men is at once the most needed and the most wanted. A strangely nameless creature who is sir to his face and pig or worse behind his back. He must be such a diplomat that he can settle differences between individuals so that each will think he won. But if a policeman is neat, he's conceited. If he's careless, he's a bum. If he's pleasant, he's a flirt. If he's not, he's a grouch. He must make instant decisions which would require months for a lawyer. But if he hurries, he's careless. If he's deliberate, he's lazy. He must be first to an accident, infallible with a diagnosis. He must be able to start breathing, stop bleeding, tie splints, and above all, be sure the victim goes home without a limp. The police officer must know every gun, draw on the run, and hit where it doesn't hurt. He must be able to whip two men twice his size and half his age without damaging his uniform and without being brutal. If you hit him, he's a coward. If he hits you, he's a bully. The policeman from a single human hair must be able to describe the crime, the weapon, the criminal, and tell you where the criminal is hiding. But if he catches the criminal, he's lucky. If he doesn't, he's a dunce. He runs files and writes reports until his eyes ache to build a case against some felon who'll get dealed out by a shameless Seamus. The policeman must be a minister, a social worker, a diplomat, a tough guy, and a gentleman. And of course he'll have to be a genius because he'll have to feed a family on a policeman's salary.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is 3:08 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Happy hour. I'm your gracious, occasionally trucking and host, Greg Udall, Rosie Brock, Red and Shotgun. Mark Robert coming up at 3:30. David Blackman
and
Ford.
And here they are.
I'm a little behind here. But I do know this, Jed. Charge us up.
Please clap.
Rich Thomas, charge us up. Now I feel like I'm ready to do a show. So I have been busy and distracted through the better part of the day, and I walked in and I heard that our police chief has resigned.
Yeah.
No reason given, just like there was no reason given for his administrative leave. So I'm going to guess, this is really, by the way, disgraceful, that we hired a man with a record, a known record of philandering. And when you're doing it to people that work for you, that's just effing stupid. For starters, that he doesn't or didn't have the common sense to observe at least that boundary is disturbing. And the absolute absence of any sunshine on this situation from the city. Who is placed on administrative leave? We are the people that pay the salaries here. I know, they hate hearing that. They hate being reminded that we're the taxpayers. Oh, they can't stand that. But we're the ones that deserve explanations when something is screwed up, starting with the hiring. I keep hearing that there was some type of relationship, familial relationship between this man and the mayor's wife. Cousins or something. I've been unable to verify that. That in itself looks bad. But those rumors were made known when this hiring took place, and boom, here we are. Joey did a phenomenal job in getting the alleged victim in this case on the air with the grievances. It took a while before that suspension was announced, and today we find out that Daryl Albert has resigned. I will quote directly from their story. The city of Montgomery confirmed to WSFA 12 News that Police Chief Daryl Albert has tendered his resignation to Mayor Reed, and it's been accepted. It comes after Albert was placed on administrative leave for reasons that the city has yet to disclose. Right there, that is a big steaming pile of crap. We have a right to know. If you're going to work for the city, if you're going to work and be paid by taxpayers, the taxpayers have a right to know. And that sets a hell of an example for the hoodlums in this town. Why should they follow the law when the guy that runs the police department can't observe a few simple rules and regulations that are reasonable? Like, don't try to get laid with people that work for you, being one. He becomes Montgomery's 15th police chief, or he became the 15th police chief in March 22 after leaving the New Orleans Police Department, where he was a Special Operations Division commander. He was only on the job as our chief for 2 years. However, in 2018, he faced complaints while working for New Orleans Police Department. And that group there is a real collection of winners, too, from what I hear. I have a source down there.
Yeah.
In the Big Easy, who hears things. There's my source now. In 2018, he faced these complaints. The station reports that he faced an internal review over allegations of violating the department's policy on sexual harassment, discrimination, and retaliation. Oh, that's even better. Right there, that makes him no better than anybody that they've arrested and put in jail. Retaliating? And why would somebody do that? Why would somebody... Again, I think it's the same rule that seems to apply to our local thuggery. They just don't think they're going to get caught. Or if they do, then they can play, you know, the usual deck of race cards and all the other crap. Pardon me for being jaded, but I've been listening to the same old garbage for my entire life. The same excuses, the same crap. On one hand, they want trillions of dollars to fund programs that are going to change this culture. What a horrible word to describe it, but I guess it's applicable. And make it fair. But it's worse than ever. It's worse than ever. And I speak only for myself, but I'm not accepting any responsibility for this crap, which is what it is. And friends, we had a lot of passion on the air. We had a lot of passion at the city council meeting Tuesday. We cannot take our foot off the gas pedal. This is what we do all the time. They paid attention to the Tea Party for a little period of time until they got elected, and then they got into D.C. and, hey, this is how we do it here. So... what else is to say here? He recently expanded the Star Watch program, which is a system of cameras throughout the city designed to help aid crime investigations. Is it being used to find the people that shot Miss Dixon, the...
Amy Dix.
Yeah. We have these videos. Why are we using them? Why are our police officers constantly refusing Ring doorbell videos and things like that that can help them put the bad guys behind the bars and not look for the social excuse that made them do it in the first place? He also recently advocated for a pay raise for the department. Normally, I'd be 100% behind that. But somebody needs to remind... You know, one reason why you need a raise, one reason why your salary doesn't go as far as it did is because we have Democratic policies destroying the country. The Joe Biden economy. That's the reason you need a raise. Everybody needs a raise. You got to get at least a 5% raise a year. And that's based on the government inflation statistic, which we also know is bull crap. It just never stops. It just never, ever stops. And how many people listening are confident they'll find somebody who will really turn this situation. Are you?
No.
How about you?
No.
You?
No, no, no.
Ma'am?
No.
I'll believe it when I see it. Because I'm not believing in anything until I see results. Oh, God. It is 3:15. We'll have Mark Robert, as we do every Thursday, at the bottom of the hour. And we'll also talk to Brant McDonald at 4:05. See what the market did today. I didn't even pay attention to that. But as a client of Invista, well, it finished up 22 old points. Wow, that breaks the losing streak. Not all the indexes were up. Whatever happens that affects your money is stuff that Brant McDonald digests for us weekday afternoons. And if you would like the chance to sit down with a financial planner and have somebody that you can ask questions who can help you protect the money you work so hard to make and even grow it during the most unusual financial times, which we are living right now, call 387-0094, make a no obligation appointment. Sit down and chat and see what they might be able to tell you about your financial future. And Brant would be the first person. I've heard him say it on the air during the show. If you're not going to call him, call somebody. Because these are the times we live in. And you owe it to yourself and all the effort you put in to get a paycheck every week to protect that money. And like I said, grow it. 387-0094, Brant and the team at Invista Advisors. Our first traffic update at 3:17.
Well, so far on the roads, we're not looking too bad this afternoon. We have light to moderate traffic all around Montgomery on the interstates, the boulevards. Light to mostly moderate traffic reported in Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, giving us light to moderate. Buckle up, be safe out there. We are watching the roads this afternoon. We will keep you updated if any accidents come to slow you down. Larry Live Oak, make sure that you've got the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fabinovations today.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping seal of approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Ball forward, take your base.
The only thing worse than a pitcher running out of gas on the mound is your old phone running out of storage for your photos in the stands.
Goodbye, home run.
Switch to Verizon and get a great deal on a new iPhone 15 Pro with tons of storage for all the ballpark pics you want. Just trade in your iPhone, any model, in any condition, so you'll feel like you're winning. Even when your team's not. Trade in any iPhone in any condition for a great deal on iPhone 15 Pro with Unlimited Ultimate and all the storage you need. Get the network you want on the iPhone you love. Only on Verizon.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy you happiness. But money did help you buy an RV, which means an excuse from working Saturday with your insufferable coworker, Dave. So money is helping you listen to birds chirp instead of Dave chirping about how his toddler is fluent in three languages. And it's also why you'll be smelling pine trees in the air, not Dave's tuna melt reheating in a microwave. So save money by bundling your RV or boat insurance with home or auto from Progressive and buy more happiness or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's something evil in your home. It's not hiding under your bed. It's not in your closet. It's on top of your refrigerator. It's up. Alexa.
Alexa, what's the temperature today? Why did you just laugh?
It started as artificial intelligence, but then turned against humanity.
Alexa, how big is the Taj Mahal?
I'm going to kill your family.
What is wrong with this thing?
The most frightening of all, she's always listening.
I know your entire search history.
No!
Alexa, only on Amazon Prime. Wait, this whole thing was just an ad for Amazon Prime?
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It is 3:21. I want to take a little sneak preview of America's Untold Stories. Mark Robert, co-host of that show, will join us in about 10 minutes because they did Chappaquiddick.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing about Chappaquiddick is it happened at the time of the moon landing. So the world and most of America was focused on that. It was an important event. It did get covered. But in a million years of evolution, and that's the benefit. That's why I think a lot of politicians are Democrats, because they know they're going to get protection from the media. This man, instead of owning an error that cost a young woman her life, I'm sure he had the best of intentions by having her in the car to begin with, leaving her to suffocate in the vehicle. He gets out, she's dead. Waits till the next morning to report the accident. Pulls every political string he can to stay out of jail. You or me, we would have been charged with, at least at the minimum, involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah.
Failing to report, you know, certainly something serious. And I'm sorry, the only people from Massachusetts I respect are the people that moved away from it, like my friends the Nymans and others. That the idiots that populate that state sent that son of a bitch back to office 6 more times. 6 more times. But when you're a Democrat, you can do that. You can do the kind of crap that goes on in this town. Because our brainwashed media, they just can't seem to report all the facts. It's disheartening, to say the least. Life can be that way. Sometimes it's very personal. Sometimes it happens in a divorce situation. Sometimes somebody that you used to be married to comes back knocking on the door looking for more in the way of support, or wants to change visitation with the kids. And I've mentioned the friend of mine in Florida who got a call from his ex after she moved to Colorado with the kids. That's not a short trip away.
No.
And those kinds of things can get to you, and they can turn you inside out, oftentimes like the news does to me. But there's no attorney that can protect me from the news, but there are attorneys that can protect you from life circumstances if you hire them and give them the situation and let them do their thing. And that's Delkin Tomlinson. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson. I call it the passion of advocacy. These two women, you don't want to cross them. You don't. And that's, you need to have that when you're going into a court of law, a mediation hearing, a judge's chambers, trying to work out a situation that's gone bad for you. You need to know that they're in there swinging on your behalf as furiously as can be done. They have the legal expertise, and they certainly have the experience. So if it's a relationship situation or some other matter of family law, have you had a will done? Don't let that word frighten you. It is the best thing you can do for the people that you love, is to make sure they know what your wishes are, just in case. Because that's life. One big just in case. For a consultation, reach out at 819-4810. I'm happy to report that many people have thanked me for giving them that number just for the creation of a will.
Yeah.
819-4810. You'd be amazed at the astonishingly high percentage of people who have had wills done and lived another 70 years. Seriously. 819-4810. You can browse all of the services they offer in family law at thealabamafamilylawyers.com. For Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Blue Water News is next at 325 and Mark Robert to follow.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The Irondale man accused of placing a bomb in front of the Alabama Attorney General's office pleaded not guilty Wednesday. 26-year-old Kyle Benjamin Douglas Calvert is a self-described pansexual and Antifa supporter. Calvert will remain in custody with no bail throughout the duration of his case. Alabama lawmakers on Wednesday rejected a bill that would provide new sentences for inmates who were given the death penalty despite a jury's recommendation for life imprisonment. There are currently 33 people on Alabama's death row who were sentenced by judicial override. A bill that would raise the online sales tax in Alabama is being debated in the State House. The current internet sales tax is 8% for online purchases. HB 258 would raise that number to 9.3%. The additional revenue from the tax would go primarily to schools. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Your moment has arrived. It's time to shed the normal day-to-day version of yourself and let your most fabulous self loose. Make your way to Wind Creek Atmore, because whatever your idea of fabulous is, this is where you'll find it. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad to. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms, but we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available, so come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Some weekend weather changes on the way, but we're dry. If you have evening plans tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Overnight, low temperature falls to about 65. Tomorrow is another very warm day with a high around 87 tomorrow and still 84 on Saturday with widely scattered showers and thunderstorms both days. Then a better chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday as temperatures cool down quite a bit. Sunday's high only around 70. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Amateur.
Radio Day.
All we hear is radio.
How about a little radio?
International.
Complete amateur.
Radio Day.
Radio Day.
Don't change my radio station.
Transmission. I'm an amateur.
It is Amateur Radio Day, and here to make sure we retain our amateur status is the one, the only, America's greatest storyteller from America's Untold Stories. Please welcome Mark Grobier. How are you, my friend?
Greg, it's great. I'm at the Eastbrook flea market, and there's a lot of great bargains over here. I had no idea. This is one of the great flea markets in the Southeast.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself over there, and I appreciate you stopping your shopping long enough to have a conversation with us this afternoon.
Yeah, stop by the studio.
I'm going to drive by. I'm going to go over to Chick-fil-A, and then I'm going to swing around.
Oh, man. My face hurts when this segment ends every week because I'm
going to... What the hell is going on?
One word. Chappaquiddick.
Oh, yeah, that's taken off like a rocket at Cape Kennedy. Wow.
You know, I'd kind of like to, I don't want you to give up the secrets revealed on the show. I will get to watch it on the weekend. But, I remember that very, very well. And how much did Kennedy benefit by having that event take place while we were all focused on the moon landing?
Actually, the moon landing was pushed down to the bottom of the New York Times, and everybody was covering Chappaquiddick. It didn't help them at all. The media, the national media, was obsessed with Chappaquiddick.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I was very young when this event took place, so maybe my recollection isn't that sharp. But let me ask, did you see the movie that they made about it a few years back?
Good movie, very good film.
And the way they ended it, when he's confronted by that friend who says, "I will be with you if you own this, and I won't if you don't," and he didn't. It was a chilling conclusion to the film. I'm not trying to give away the ending, but what do you know about Chappaquiddick, maybe, that the rest of us don't?
Well, I know that the friend that you're referring to is Joseph Gargan, who was Ted Kennedy's.
Uh-oh.
Well.
I'll call him back.
Okay. That's cool. These things happen. He probably saw something at Eastbrook Flea Market that got his attention, and he dropped the phone, because there are great values over there. There's no doubt about that. So we will attempt to restore connections with him. And how appropriate, because I said he's here to help us retain our... amateur status. Let me put a promo up and we'll just pretend this never happened. That might be him calling in on the other line. Mark, is that you?
Yeah, sorry about that.
No,
yeah,
no
Joseph
problem.
Joseph Gargan was JFK, was Ted Kennedy's fixer, and he just got so fed up. They were trying to distance themselves because he was an attorney and Paul Markham was a U.S. attorney. And they were trying to save their own careers by not getting enmeshed in the cover-up of the murder of Mary Jo Kopechne.
Mm-hmm. And that was a murder, was it not?
Yeah, I mean, you could say it was negligent homicide, if you like. But they were trying to cover up the negligent homicide and just make it leaving the scene of an accident. They actually, he didn't have a driver's license, so they manufactured one physically overnight at the DMV in Boston.
I didn't know that.
I know you didn't. That's why I'm me and you're you.
I am a sponge. I need to learn all I can. You're a great professor on these historical
events. Well, the interesting thing about Chappaquiddick is it derails his presidential aspirations, and they have to go to the back bench to start picking these guys out, like George McGovern and later John Kerry and eventually Jimmy Carter. They pick these back benchers because they believe that Teddy Kennedy, right before this happens, could have walked into the White House and in 1972 become president. After that, you know, a big problem. But he then has no presidential foundation to launch his ambitions from. So they don't pick the next strongest guys. They pick, like, the lowest level in the Democratic Party because they're hoping that he is going to come back, Greg.
Mm-hmm. Well, eventually...
he does not come back.
Eventually, didn't he mount an effort? Was it in 1980? And that was the first time there seemed to be any consequences to Chappaquiddick above and beyond Massachusetts. I still don't understand why they kept sending him back. I guess they don't
care.
Well,
it's not a question of sending him back. It's the question that, in other words, this brain trust that shows up at his house to help cover this up, the brain trust that comes are the people who were in JFK and hopefully RFK's administration and cabinet posts. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had Ted Sorensen there, who was JFK's speechwriter. You had Dick Goodwin, who was also JFK's speechwriter and later LBJ. You had Robert McNamara, the Secretary of Defense, showed up to deal with this problem. There were such heavyweights there, and the reason there were so many heavyweights was because they wanted to be in the Ted Kennedy administration when and if it came. That's why they were saving him. They were saving him for themselves.
I see.
And the real twist is he can't become president, so he secretly, which we're going to cover next week, behind the scenes begins to be the puppet master of the Watergate hearings.
Now, that's also new to me. I had not heard that.
That's right. We're going to cover that next week.
Okay. What kind of president would... Now, I see JFK, I see RFK in one light, and I see Teddy in another. He was not... Did he play in their ballpark?
No, he was. He was a different cat altogether. He was arrested twice in Virginia for driving without a license and high-speed chases with cops, where he pulled off the highway, turned off his lights, pulled into a driveway of a suburban home, and ducked underneath the dashboard, with a cop not losing him, getting out of his car and saying, "Get your ass up from the floor of that car, son," and arresting him on two different occasions for doing the same thing in Virginia when he was going to University of Virginia Law School. He would then get kicked out of Harvard for having a kid take his Spanish exam while he was out partying. This is not the same as his two brothers.
No.
This was a guy with a lot of character defects. Total alcoholic, drank into blackouts. This is, look, there's a lot of Kennedys. They're not all the same.
Right. Did not mean to paint with a broad brush at all, but I knew you would confirm. See, now there you go with another story that with details I had never heard. And this is why people love the show and why they are so into, when you're talking, you're telling them stuff they've never heard before. It's these...
Well, I was at a summer house. My friend in college lived next door to the Kennedy compound. This was in Narragansett. We watched the Watergate hearings on TV with David Kennedy, who will later die in Palm Beach in 1984 of a drug overdose, having rifled the medicine cabinet of his grandmother, Rose Kennedy, taking the opiates that she needed for her cancer, and then cocaine, and dying in the hotel in Palm Beach, as you remember, Greg.
Absolutely.
I partied with him in 1974 in the Kennedy compound watching the Watergate hearings in the summer of 74, and a guy came down the stairs. We were all 18. Guy comes down the stairs in boxer shorts and a white dress shirt yelling, "Will you shut the F up? I'm trying to sleep." And that man was Senator Ted Kennedy.
You're kidding. And you were there on the compound?
Yes, I was there.
Wow. There's another detail I never heard before.
That's a weird one.
By the way, since we're in that era, I've always referred to 1969 as the year the Earth stood still because there were so many benchmark moments, starting with the Jets winning the Super Bowl that year.
Well, don't forget, they walk on the moon 2 days after Chappaquiddick on July 20th, 1969.
Right.
Then you've got the Manson killings a little later on that summer out here in L.A. I mean, you've got the Mets winning the World Series a couple of a month or two later.
I know.
The Jets winning the Super Bowl. That was back in, obviously, in the early part of 69.
But you went to Woodstock, didn't you?
And then I went to Woodstock, and we were looking at Woodstock 2 this morning because the late... I was at Woodstock, too, covering it for the newspaper, and the late Dickie Betts died yesterday, the guitar player for the Allman Brothers. So we were looking at footage, which we're going to mention tomorrow on the show, about Dickie Betts passing away last night.
Mark, I know you've got a couple of angles on Woodstock you can share with us, whatever you want.
Which one, the first one or the second one?
We'll take both if you have time.
Well, the first one I rode on the back of a guy's car, two local guys, Jimmy and Johnny Vandermeer, whose parents owned a gas station. We got up on the roof of their car, went in and out each day. We actually went home for dinner.
Wow.
That was kind of interesting because he knew all the back roads, having been raised there locally, him and his brother. And we rode on the roof of his car in and out.
Would you ever describe Woodstock as an overrated event? What was it really like? Was it a pigsty? Was it really cool?
No. The first one, it's hard for me to tell because it's so big. I was in the woods the whole time, never even saw the stage. So it's hard for me to really judge the quality of the actual festival. You know, Michael Lang would become a friend of mine years later, the manager of Joe Cocker. Became a neighbor of mine in the town of Woodstock, which is, you know, about 60 miles away from where the event was held. So I became personally close with Michael Lang, who told me a lot of interesting stories having to produce it, you know.
Let's stay on the topic of the Kennedys, and that is what's going on with RFK Jr. What is happening there? I saw a couple.
Okay, so this guy is trying to get on the ballot in states that don't mean anything. In other words, he's celebrating that he's on the ballot now in Utah. Okay, well, Trump won Utah by 85% of the vote. It does not matter that RFK is on the ballot in Utah. It's insane. If he gets on the ballot in California, it doesn't matter because Biden is going to win California. The only thing that matters, and this is where both the Republican Party and the Democratic Party are going to crush him, is his attempts to get on the ballot in the six battleground states, because there he becomes a wild card, and neither side wants a wild card because it's a wild card.
Right.
He thinks it's political. It's not. It could have been Mel Torme, the Velvet Frog, trying to get on the ballot. Because it's such a science to these elections, the last thing you want is a third person with 1% or 2% of the vote screwing up your entire strategy. So they will crush him and come up with stuff that you've never heard of to keep him off the ballot in the six battleground states, which is the only place he can make a difference. In other words, him being on the ballot in Florida doesn't amount to a hill of beans because Trump is going to win Florida going away.
Yeah.
They're celebrating victories that are meaningless, Greg.
I see. Our listeners quoted you for days about your advice to Donald Trump with the gag orders, and I saw you put out a tweet today about prosecutors accusing him of violating those gag orders seven times. How do you see that playing out? Because
there's no other way to play it out, because rationally, if you think about it, the jury's going to come back in 6 weeks, 8 weeks. They're going to file out. They're going to come back in 20 minutes. And they're going to say guilty on 17 to 34 counts or whatever it is. The judge will then order the bailiff to remand the defendant into custody. That's when they're not going to think it's real until he's remanded in custody on June 1st by the judge when he's found guilty on fill-in-the-blank amount of counts out of the 34. Now you have a constitutional crisis because of the situation of him going to Rikers Island. My advice to him is to simply get out of the courtroom, get up, and leave, and not come back to New York until you're president of the United States. Go down to Mar-a-Lago, campaign in the battleground state. You do not have to campaign in the state of New York. You're never going to win it. Stay out of New York and campaign in the other 49 states. He's not going to do that unless he pays attention to what I'm saying. He's going to sit there, and if he sits there long enough until the end of the case, they will find him guilty. It's a Democratic jury, and he will be physically remanded by marshals, by the bailiff, and put into Rikers Island for an unending period of time until past the election. And then his fate is sealed.
That's very disheartening.
I know it's disheartening, but he's got to get off his fat ass and leave that courtroom.
Yeah.
Whether he violates the gag order or not, him running around New York and his family running around New York and all that stuff has got to end by you. It's not going to happen any longer. I mean, we saw what happened with the kid with the gun in the Midwest during the James Floyd riots. He's trying to go to school in Arizona now, and he can't even go to class. The reality of it is, this guy has got to make some bold moves here. They want to tie him up and sit him in that courtroom for 2 months. He can't even go to the Supreme Court of the United States, Greg, for his own case.
Wow.
He said he will be arrested if he leaves that courtroom. This is a state case. They're not going to do anything to him if he's in Florida or Alabama. Not a federal case.
Somehow, I was under the impression that this was like a civil issue.
Criminal case facing 20 to 30 years in prison.
Yeah, he's made it a criminal case.
He made it a criminal case. Right. It doesn't even exist. They've created a phony case. That being said, you can't fight City Hall on this thing. You either sit there and play their game, or you do what was done in the Chicago 7 trial. You disrupt it and get the hell out of there. Because they want him to sit there for 2 months. It takes them off the stage, you know, of campaigning in the battleground stage. Biden immediately went to Scranton, Pennsylvania to campaign, and that's what he can't do because he's got to be back every single day.
Somehow the reality of this is really paralyzing. Because he's the only hope.
It's paralyzing because nobody on the right can expand their minds outside of the box. They're such law and order people, they can't comprehend that there is no more law and order. They can't think outside the box, these people.
Ironically, that's been a hot topic here in this town, Mark, because we had a woman who... Because the thugs in this town understand that nothing's going to happen to them. There will be no consequences for their behavior.
Right.
And on one of our busiest streets, a woman got caught in the crossfire with a carload of punks, and she is now paralyzed from the chest down. And we had a very raucous city council meeting here on Tuesday because our police motto is, there's nothing we can do. Our police chief just resigned today because when we hired him from New Orleans, he had a record of sexual harassment. We hired him anyway. He's gone. He quit today after 2 years on the job. And this crap, it's the democratic way of life, and people here are just livid. Just absolutely livid.
I don't blame them. I mean, that is one of the reddest states in the country. What they do is they cherry-pick a seat like a mayor of Mobile or the mayor of New Orleans, and then they take control of the police force. There has to be elections for police force, police chiefs in this country. You cannot allow... mayors to handpick such a volatile position as chief of police of a massive mini army and allow them to be used by these mayors. That has got to end.
Yeah. Mark, I'm going to give you the final word here on the reality of Joe Biden's uncle being shot down in Papua New Guinea during World War II and then eaten by cannibals. Can you verify that for me?
I can verify that because I knew some of the cannibals. Years later, they said that they were picking their bones clean, and it was delicious Biden meat that they chewed on and made last. Some of them made it into sausage. Some of them made it into other products. I can only recommend the movie Motel Hell to see what happens to the other Bidens for next week's episode.
Oh, God, man, you are a riot. We love you. We appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to join us on Thursdays. It's America's Untold Stories. This man is the best storyteller in this country, and you're going to learn, and it's fun to watch. It's addictive, too. Have it for me on YouTube.
Thank you, Greg. I'm going to try to put some pants on now. I'm outside, so I guess this is more appropriate if I get dressed now. This is weird.
Yeah, well, I think they'll stop you for that over at Eastbrook, if that's where you are, in fact.
I'm at the flea market right now. I'm looking at a toaster oven. I want, hey, does this plug in? You got a plug I could try this toaster oven? Hold on, Greg, I got to go.
All right.
I got to go. I think I got a deal here. Goodbye.
He's such a goober.
He's funny as hell.
New York goober.
He is. I mean, just when we, it's funny, we had the commercial for Dot in Eastbrook Flea Market with Larry Stevens.
Right.
And that ran while he was on hold.
Right.
And he picks up on it right away. He's there, man. He just somehow transported himself 2,000 miles to be here with us and to tell us about what great deals he was getting over there.
And he remembers his, the Chick-fil-A from when he was here.
Yeah.
Last Labor Day.
Yeah, he didn't, but he didn't have a message for you two on the outs with each other or something?
Well,
let me grab this call. Hi, you're on the air, on the fly, on this amateur radio day.
Hey, Greg, Bobby Clark, how's it going?
Hey!
What's going
it's
on,
It's Bobby
man?
Clark, Bobby freaking Clark. Are you calling to give us a bowling lessons or golf lessons or?
Both. I'm out here at Bama Lanes now. You know, we got league tonight. I'm in Montgomery.
Uh-huh.
And I'm out here, and guess who's sponsoring my team?
Tree Masters?
Yes, sir. They got us some nice shirts and all. We're just going to have a blast out here tonight. Bama Lanes is rocking. I'll be in Bama Lanes on Monday night, and Prattville, and they'll be rocking. So just want to give it a shout-out and appreciate you, Greg, for everything you do for us.
I mean, I love Steve Landers and I love Bama Lanes. Many, many happy memories there. And we're always happy to recommend, especially to those who have kids on weekends, like grandparents. That's when it's your turn to take them out of the regular routine and get them out, away from the tablets, away from the computers, and actually knock down real bowling pins with a real ball and watch them experience that joy. It's like so much fun.
Yes, it is. It's definitely fun. I enjoy it. I enjoy the people out here. The people are so nice. And I'll be up there Saturday bowling. I have adults, special needs class at Sunday school and church. So we're bringing them bowling up there tomorrow around 2 o'clock.
That's awesome.
And travel. So we're going to have a blast. There's no doubt about it. I always have a great time. Great people and all, and appreciate your time and all. Man, go outside and look at the traffic, baby.
Hey, I'm going to do that in a moment. Bobby, by the way, again, the job that everybody at Tree Masters did for us was phenomenal. I've had people come by the house to look at what was done.
That's great. We'll be back over there because we got to do a little work in the backyard where we made some tracks, but we were waiting for the guy to stump it. Has he already done the stump already?
No, it's there, but who's complaining? I haven't said a word. I'm just thrilled that I don't have a pool full of leaves.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's just the way Tree Master does. We're going to take care of it. We rut it up. We're going to put sand on it and let the grass grow open. So we're here to please.
No worries, my friend. It is so good to hear from you.
Same here, Greg. Y'all have a wonderful night.
And regards to Todd, please. That's an amazing group. And they do phenomenal work. 676-3638 is their number. Here at 354, David Blackman's going to be joining us in just a couple of minutes. The man with the 10-gallon brain from somewhere in Texas. The number to call when you need money for a mortgage. And again, yeah, rates are up right now. And but, you know, you have that first mortgage interest deduction. Don't forget that. And people buy houses no matter where the rates are at. I mean, they were buying them in double digits through the latter part of the 70s and into the 80s until Reagan got the economy under control. And they started to come down organically. So whether it's for a mortgage, 409-9300, Morris Capuano with Troy Bank and Trust would love to get that money for you. If you're looking to make a major home improvement because you're in a house where you currently have a low-rate mortgage and don't want to move, but would like to add something, maybe a pool, maybe a hot tub, maybe some type of patio arrangement to enjoy your house more, he can get you money for that, 409-9300. For investment purposes, for starting a business, if you got a business plan, reach out, dial 409-9300 and talk to Morris Capuano with Troy Bank and Trust. They're an equal housing lender. They have resources throughout the state of Alabama, and they're never going to be bought up or merged because it's in their charter that they are going to remain Troy Bank and Trust. So you can count on that, too, especially if you've seen how many banks seem to change names like underwear. It's kind of scary in a way, but not them. Troy Bank and Trust, they are rock solid, and you've got the best in the business with Mo Capuano. 409-9300, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, NMLS number 88697. It is traffic time.
Well, a few minutes ago, we had a car fire on Norman Bridge Road, 3900 block. That's going to be right in the vicinity of East Woodland Drive and Norman Lane. That's going to be right before Eastern Boulevard. Please use caution there. That vehicle was very involved a few minutes ago. We got a lot of cars on the road now on the boulevards. I-65 and 85 already seeing a good bit of traffic on 231 to Wetumpka. I-65 northbound out of Montgomery a little busy there, as well as 85 northbound out of Montgomery. Buckle up and be safe. We will keep you updated. Festival Plaza has it all. Enjoy a movie at AMC Festival Plaza Theater. They need it to bubbly in. All this and more at Festival Plaza, Taylor and Vaughn at Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meters, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year,
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right.
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey there, folks. I'm Hannah Grantham.
And I'm Eddie Bader. Exciting news. We've joined Forest Meadows Homes and Land.
That's right. And with over 16 years of combined experience from Eddie and I,
you're guaranteed to receive some of the finest real estate knowledge in the Tri-County area.
So why wait? Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or reach out to me, Eddie, at 334-322-0662. Let's get you moving.
Car sounding a bit rough. You know what's great? If your car engine is not performing the way you'd like, or the light comes on and says, check the oil or the filter, or just check engine light, it's great to have a place to know where to take it as soon as something like that happens. And for so many people here in the River Region, that place with three locations is Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. Certified technicians, state-of-the-art diagnostics, and customer service that makes it so easy to keep your car maintained. Not to mention that when you need tires, they're the place to go for a wholesale price on a tire and a price that always includes installation. If you need a ride to your office or back to your house, just ask. Whatever it takes to facilitate the maintenance of your car, Don Duncan would love to do it. They do it from Mount Duncan, serving Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's on the hill up there. Downtown at 408 Madison. If you work downtown, that's ideal. And Southeast Montgomery from Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire, also on Facebook.
It's the concert event of a lifetime. Taylor Swift Live. Get your tickets now, exclusively at Ticketmaster.com.